Well, the Wall Street Journal is reporting today that while China's central bank already has a tough stance on Bitcoin, it's now telling senior executives at all the country's major banks to cut off all Bitcoin-related business. The central bank is worried that the virtual currency might be used to get around capital controls or anti-money laundering regulations. So we'll keep an eye on that story. But meanwhile, the digital currency has plenty of supporters around the world. Here in the U.S., Bitcoin trading terminals are popping up, and now a string of businesses in a Cleveland suburb says they've set up the country's first Bitcoin Boulevard. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's Tony Ganser takes a look.
Lee Road in Cleveland Heights is an eclectic thoroughfare. It sports a grouping of artisan shops and trendy restaurants like Sweetie Fry. Its menu caters to two American indulgences, French fries and ice cream. And as of this month, it has another distinct characteristic. Patrons can pay in the digital currency Bitcoin. It's part of the first so-called Bitcoin Boulevard in the U.S., where a group of businesses are knitted together by their acceptance of the digital dough.
We're trying to create a destination, both for local people to come and maybe be demystified by Bitcoin.
Nikhil Chund is a consultant with CoinNeo, the company behind the Bitcoin push on Lee Road.
My goal was to bridge the kind of nebulous Bitcoin concept with reality and see what happens when you get it in the hands of people in our local communities.
There are about a dozen companies involved in Chun's Bitcoin Boulevard U.S. initiative, co-branded with a similar boulevard in the Netherlands. The shops have terminals that allow payment with bitcoins for customers who have them. Transactions are made with no middlemen, meaning no banks, and no need for a wallet. This is a digital currency that's stored in the cloud. Keith Logan thinks it's a great idea for his business. He's the owner of Sweetie Fry, the ice cream shop.
It's more of a seeding the market. We get more curiosity than we do people that are spending Bitcoin.
One of the major selling points of Bitcoin for him is that it costs him less to process Bitcoin payments than credit cards, for example. Card transaction fees from banks are at least double.
There's somewhat of a kind of democratic feel to this currency, and yet it's also international. In August, the international gay games are coming to Cleveland, and somebody that's coming over from Europe can use Bitcoin with zero conversion cost to U.S. currency.
Our store has always been very globally minded, and so that really appealed to me, the global nature of this currency.
Lisa Dunn owns Revive, a fair trade clothing shop in Cleveland Heights. She says her artisan vendors come from 13 countries.
Sometimes we have delays and high costs in paying our artisan groups. And, you know, there is potential for Bitcoin currency to be a way to pay artisan groups that might not have access to other means of receiving funds in a timely manner.
Bitcoin is not without its skeptics. FINRA, the financial industry's self-regulatory authority, has called the digital currency more than a bit risky because if no merchants accept it, then it will have no value. These concerns have not sunk Bitcoin, but they may affect how many folks embrace ideas like the Bitcoin Boulevard in Cleveland Heights.
It's very Cleveland Heights that we would be latching on to the idea.
Diana Johannesson is sitting in a coffee shop on Lee Road and admits she doesn't really know what Bitcoin is.
I'd be curious to hear what the business owners say about it. If they're signing on to it, perhaps they're open-minded about it. So why not give it a try?
Cleveland Heights has long cultivated its reputation as a progressive-minded community. The inner-ring suburb was one of the first cities in America to ban pesticides on city property, for example. And in their budding support for a virtual currency, residents may find themselves again on the forefront, not just of economic convenience, but of politics. Stanford Business School professor Susan Athey describes the potential this way.
You can make interbank transfers and the money shows up instantly and it's free. In the U.S., if I want to send money from my Fidelity account to my Bank of America account, I'm going to pay money and I don't get the money right away. It shouldn't really cost anything to move these electrons around.
The Bitcoin Boulevard U.S. has been up and running in Cleveland Heights since May 1st. Business owners say the kickoff event attracted at least 50 people with dozens of Bitcoin sales through the weekend. They say Bitcoin and cash and credit sales from curious visitors have brought in maybe a few thousand dollars. The Bitcoin tally may have been higher had the Ohio Department of Public Safety not declared it an invalid payment method to pay for alcohol. The state says Bitcoin is more like a commodity, not legal currency. For Here and Now, I'm Tony Ganser in Cleveland.